being it's the last time for Pesach, we'll speak a little bit about the Inyan here that is kosher with Pesach. This whole perek here, perek Dalet, deals with a different perspective on Yetzer Hara. And just to start at the beginning of the perek, where he gives us the context of the perek as a whole, he says, he asks him, "Shtadlo says a Yetzer for Inyan." It's impossible for a person himself to mat himself, because the Yitzhar is called a melech, and he's a prisoner of that melech. So the Maral describes another aspect of our relationship to Yetzer Hara as a shavui. And so the mashal, if I were to look at Yetzer Hara as somebody trying to either coerce me or to somehow deceive me or in any way to get me, to seduce me, to do the Averis, then that would be easier. And no matter how tough and strong the other person is, the other entity is, it's an other. There's an aspect of Yetzer Hara where we are shoving Yetzer Hara. And I want to speak about it in the bigger picture, and I guess understand a little bit some of the aspects of it. In Avodas Hashem, in the big picture, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a bris bein apsarim with Klal Yisrael, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, it's not clear what is it HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted out of us, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu said you're going to suffer mightily. Basically, that's the first half. Chazal ask why, but the first part of bris bein apsarim is you're going to have it rough. So he says, "Ger yazacha be'eretz lo lahem, v'avodim vino oisam." So avodim vino oisam is a difficult, and that's no question about it. That's suffering, and that's avdus, and that's and so on. But the ger yazacha be'eretz lo lahem, it wasn't as if they had an independent Israeli country. I don't know exactly in those days what the structure was. But they seemed to be they didn't seem to have their own government. Maybe they weren't. They was running around. They had Avimelech. They had this. They had that. They were some sort of maybe semi-independent entity. Maybe they were part of a kingdom that was not especially difficult. A sort of looser government. But there would be a step of Ger Zachar Be'eretz Lo Lahem. They will be strangers in a place that's not theirs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was promising the land, Yerusha Aretz, much later down the pike. So it wasn't as if they were in their own land, and then they were going to go into a matziv of not being the land. Yisrael was only promised for later. They happened to be in Yisrael, but they were certainly there on the tourist visa. They weren't there, Be'etzim. So what exactly was that Kufa of Ger Zachar Be'eretz Lo Lahem? And it's obvious that it's a pchina of being a shavui, of being a captive. In other words, you will be in a place that is a trap. It's not yours. It's not where you ought to be, and you'll be stuck there. You'll be locked into a place that's not yours, which is shvia. Let's, if you take a look in Chazal, they have a they describe a matzav of shivyon. Two points about pidyon shvuyim. First of all, pidyon shvuyim is the greatest tzedaka, the most necessary obligation, and the description is shelo yitama bein ha'akum. That he shouldn't become, he should not become a goy. So if I have somebody who's going off the derech, that's not pidyon shvuyim. Pidyon shvuyim is, it's not just because it's likely that he will end up. But the matzav of a shavui is like that. And I want to bring a chazal that describes it. A very fascinating chazal. It's a Rashi brings it in Parshas Behar. It says over there at the end of the parasha of Mechiras Avodim, where a Jew gets sold to a guy and so on. So the pasuk says, "Lo yisasu lachem elilim, upesam atzev lo sekimu lachem, ve'vimaskis lo sitem aratzchum shachu zelok nei Hashem lekeichem." So what's this tzivui and Avodah Zarah just kind of banged in, no reason over here, just out of the blue? So Rashi says, "Kineged zanim kala akum." It's for the one that sold Avodah Zarah. Shelo yoma hol v'rabi megala arayis. Afani kemoisoi, hoil v'rebi oivaravet kachom afani kemoisoi, hoil v'rebi chal shabbos afani kemoisoi, v'kach nemer mikros halol. So he has a havamina. He would say that yois that my it's funny that the lashon is kind of almost a play on words. Because if my rebbe's megalarais, I'll be megalarais. If my rebbe's over the zar, I'll be over the zar. What exactly is the havamina, so to speak? In other words, I know it's difficult. Yes. He should say, you know, since it's very difficult, they're forcing me to do it, or whatever it is, I still should hold on and not. There's a havamina. The person would justify himself and say, "Hol v'rabi zervazor, hol v'rabi megal arayis, hol, you know, I should also do it." So, the answer is that the structure of a person's of who a person is works as follows. A person has a das that dictates to the rest of the person right, wrong, do, don't do, and so on and so forth. And the entire kaim of the person is mishubah to that das and is follows through. That's the tsukaimus adam. And that's why only Adam chayev mitzvah zon, because he has the das, he's a bar das, a ben das, and he therefore has the command on himself, the tzibah on himself to carry through. A person who's an eved, his mitzias is that someone else is now the das. Someone else took over the das in the person, and it's the das ha'odin. It's almost as if you gave somebody, what's the right word for it, a head transplant. A brain transplant, that is said, where somebody else's brain is running the body. So just like if we can imagine, if we could do a brain transplant, the body will be Reuven's body, the original body, but it's going to be run by Shimon's brain, and Be'etzem Shimon is the Metzaveh. So Avdus is a matzav where you're only the Eved. You're the doer. Someone else is your Adon. He's your Rav, in the sense, he is your authority, and that's the relationship of Eved Nodin. So I would think that a person should, so a person would think, at this point, I'm not Mechuyah, because it's not my das that's dictating someone else's das. Kamash v'lo nafilu hochina. But the musig of being Shavui means you are subsumed to something. Whenever when Chazal say in Shavui Matas and Beis Asurim, it means that even that normally I can deal with different issues. So I can climb a mountain so long as I am a free man and the mountain is outside of me. But if I am captive within something, it means that my person has become subsumed to something else, and something else is really running me. And that's why I would think that, you know, I would understand the train of thought that says at this point, I'm not me, I'm somebody else. You find something like that in the Rambam's Lashon by Avraham Avinu, when the Rambam speaks about Avram's progress or progression from being an over Avodah Zarah to becoming the Maimin and the one who was Ma'amid and Munah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Rambam says he speaks about Avram's upbringing. Avram was born into a world that was totally Avodah Zarah. And then it says, Kivum shenigmal eson zeh. From the point that Avram Avinu stopped nursing, his mind started wandering day and night and thinking. The Rambam is interpreting the Chazal that Ben Sholosh Hikas Bayer, that at three was Makiris Bayer, and the Rambam is trying to interpret what's the significance of three, why at three did he start being Makiris Bayer, and the Rambam is telling us that at three, since that was the age of Gmul, that's the age when a person is Nigmal, so as he draws away from the minute he is, Kolzman he is an Uber, is Biyarech Imo. Kolzman he is Yonek, he's also in a sense, is subsumed by his mother. Once that stops, he now is his own person, and b'meile he now, his das can now begin to function. So just like when a child is an Uber, everything he gets or takes is from the mother, and therefore he has no independence, he doesn't manufacture his own antibodies or anything, he's simply another limb within the organism of his mother. So too, mentally and emotionally and intellectually, it's the same thing is true so long as he's Yonik. Once he's free, he now can he can begin to think himself. So the concept of Avdus and Shavui Shviya is a concept that it is possible for a person to be subsumed under someone else's personage, and what it means is that my brain, if I can give a muscle, if you reach another computer and you remote control it, what you're doing is the other computer functions as an independent unit physically in terms of function, its orders are dictated from wherever you're dictating. So the matzav of Avdus and the matzav of Shavuya is the inyan of becoming subsumed to something else in a way that you no longer can become your own person. In Chayvish Matas Beis Asurim means because to be mata yourself in Beis Asurim, you need to have a sense of self. It's much deeper than simply you don't have the strength or ability. Let's go back to physical muscle. I think we once spoke about it. If a person is stuck somewhere, is stuck in a river, in a swamp, whatever it is, the way for him to get out is to put out a hand, hold on to terra firma, hold on to some firm ground, and pull himself up. And that way, the person is now because he exists in two worlds. What he's able, his self that's on the firm world is able to pull out his self that is the other world. But if he's in a very deep pit and he can't reach and hold on to something outside, then he has no way. Then there's no one there to pull him out because he's completely subsumed. That is the mahalach of Shvivyan and Avdus. In a more specific sense, this is true of Ra as well. There's a Chazal that says, it's Yalk Shemani Vayikra. It says, "Imuvdolim atem mina amim, harei atem shali." Vimlav hareatem shel Nebuchadnezzar melech Bavel v'chaverov. In other words, the question is, whose are you? Are you mine, or are you Nebuchadnezzar? Who is the Rav? Every single person has something that is in the command module. We'll see in a second some possibilities, but Al Kapanim, who's in the driver's seat? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you are muvdal from the Amim, so then you're not under the Amim as a whole. Let's extrapolate this to something contemporary. When we walk amongst Goyim, we are a little bit self-conscious, and we bend a little bit to sort of impress, or let's put it this way, or at best not to make ourselves silly in the eyes of the Goyim, because we live in a world, and the world is populated by 9 billion non-Jews, and they look at us, and we are part of their world, and we want to have some credibility. A very strong chassid doesn't at all feel that way, because the world doesn't exist as far as concerned. He lives in his own world, and the goyim around are simply like, you know, it's like you go in. Imagine you have you're a shepherd and you have thousands of sheep. You're not self-conscious because you're not a sheep. Actually, the sheep are in your rishus. When I am in a, for us, the there's some degree in so much as we lack in Havdalah, we are shel Nebuchadnezzar, Belachbal v'chaver. We are theirs. We're theirs because, since in our perspective, they are the world. They make the they are the entity that makes the world. So our hisyachsus is needed to that, because I'm a shovi within that. For someone who's totally muvdal, and they just to him, yes, they can be a threat, but nothing more than that. There is no other. There's nothing else that they have. There is not going to be a hisyachsus to that. He's not going to have an inferiority complex to it. He's not going to care about it. It's just not going to make a difference to him at all. The that's in terms of nation to nation. There's a hemshich to that chazal. It says muvdal matim and ametim shli. Omer Rablaz ben Azariah. Minayin shloyim ha'odom yefshi lechol psar chazir. Yefshi lubash kalayim. And so on. Ela efshi ma'ese v'obishu b'shamayim gozolai. So Chazal, it's a hemshich to the previous one. What's the hemshich? It says that, you know, the imuvdolam atem, good, atem shleiv lavidash alnetzer, and then Rabbi Elazar says, nashe imodam efshi, and so on, aliyam efshi, you know, elos bashas or gozalai. What's Elazar Azariah's, why is it? I mean, the Rambam says that is true about all chukim and so on, and what's the inyan over here? So, what he's trying to say is, Elazar Azariah, that the reason why we have the world of chukim is to be mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu on us, as in the sense of we are subsumed and bottled to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sense of Tov and Ra. Mishpat are worthy activities, and they are so worthy that we were given the ability to generate Mishpat, and therefore I can and should do Mishpat with Torahs that my activities are bottle to my activities are bottle to my seichel and to my das. That's the appropriate way to do it. So by saying efshi, I myself have the ability to do it. My mind would not tell me not, but I'm subsuming myself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's das. That creates a mila to me in that way. You know, normally we'd think of the fact, well, if I say, I really wish I didn't have to go to school, to yeshiva, etc., but I don't know, they forced me to. That's not seen by us as a maila. Correctly so in certain areas, because I'm supposed to reach a level where I understand myself that it's right. But in certain areas, and that's what Elazar Zayi is saying, and that's how Rambam paskins, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is supposed to be koyfe his das by subsumed, by making ourselves bottled to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the part of us that becomes Avdei Hashem. And b'meila, that's the full kiyum of doing what's right by being bottled to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So let's go back to where we're here by us. Yetzer hara has many manifestations. Part of it is normal chumrius drives, etc. It is also seduces a person, different ways that we can look at it. But yetzer hara has a nekuda where that becomes our driving force. When the earlier psychologists, like Freud, etc., tried to explain what is the drive that drives a person. So whether it's a certain selfish interest, whether it's certain pleasures, certain satisfactions, whatever it is, those are all things that drive a person, and they, so to speak, sit on the driver's seat, and everything follows from that. That's the malchus in the person. That's the rabbi of the person. So yetzer hara has in itself another manifestation where it takes over the brain of the person, and it becomes it gives the directions. It directs the person, and that is a terrible matzav. Lo aleinu, someone told me, who was a real heroin addict, Lo aleinu. A fascinating person. The person was a very bright person, very bright, very smart, actually successful in business, but he was really addicted to heroin for years. And he told me, it's like a person takes you over. He said, he was describing me, like in Hong Kong, he said it was very, very dangerous to get drugs. And it really, really was a big sakana, because if they caught you, they would just punch you severely and so on. But he told me there were like escalators, you go up and down, like in certain places where there'd be thousands of people passing by. And you'd be standing on the up escalator, and there'd be somebody going in the down escalator. Your eyes would meet, and you would sort of nod to each other, because you both knew that you were both addicts. You both sort of belonged to that same army. He said it's like really imagining like becoming a zombie. And I saw this person when he was able to get rid of his addiction. Well, my assumption is for a while. I didn't have that long of a chance with him. But when he got rid of the addiction, he was like a different person. It was almost as if something had taken over his body and possessed him. He became gray, kind of, functioning, but not terribly functioning, as opposed to being full of life and color and everything. It was incredible. It was a pretty horrifying experience to see it. But at any rate, the Ra has in itself a daga of malchus, and the person becomes a shavu. So there are the Ras that we do occasionally, and that's one type of Ra. And then there's another area of Ra where we actually become slaves. The things that we do out of habit, that we can't seem to shake off, and so on. The way the hechetimtza of shaking off, and this is a fine point, of shaking off avdus, doesn't lie in winning the war against the king, against the master. We're not fighting with another country. How do I become the victor? The answer is by fighting until I win. winning is the sign, not the sign, is winning is winning, that's it. When I am an Eved, it's the fight itself that shows that that person is not the Eved. Let's go back to an example. If many countries have conquered other countries, and so America, Marshall, is a conglomeration of tribes and peoples and states and all sorts of odds and ends that, in the unvarnished version, we conquered, bought, whatever we did to get these areas. They are now parts of America, and the riot is not because the American flag flies there, because nobody even thinks of rebelling. There's not even having anybody to rebel. Places like Russia, where they did not successfully annex countries, they gobbled up countries, but there's always, as long as a country is erupting and constantly fighting, it is it's declaring that it's Be'etzem, not an Eved. Yes, the other person is beating it, but I still have my makom somewhere else. So the fight itself, if you want to see a muscle for this in Tzaddah Tumah, you know, whenever you learn about Amalek and you learn the Chazal that Amalek was, they knew that they would get burnt, but they said Afal Pikein. And we try to ask ourselves, what in the world were they trying to do? I mean, we understand we have a big mitzvah of being Hashem Shemayim, and even if we get killed in the process and so forth, fine, we live with that sense. But what was Amalek trying to do? I mean, what's the Yetzirah, so to speak? And the answer is, because as long as you put up a fight, you're not an Eved. The Merida may be successful or not successful in terms of freeing yourself from the Odin's physical presence. If you admire it and you succeed, you're able to kill him and to stop working. If not. But the Shem Eved versus the Shem Odin, the Shem Eved is that he is taking orders from the Odin. And so long as he's Morey, successful enough, he no longer is an Eved. All these inyanim that we saw over here about fighting the Yetzirah, being Mizgara B'Yetzirah, it's a type of voter that's not obviously it's not for us. We're not holding that voter for us to be Mizgara in the Yetzirah and to tease him and to fight him and so on and so forth. But what is it? Fine, so it's not for us. We're not holding the understanding. What's this Remeyat? Said Girib Yitzhar and so on and so forth. The answer is, that's a very, very profound avoda, because kol zman a person is struggling with his Yitzhara, kol zman a person is proactively pushing his Yitzhara, he's not an Eved. He may be nichshal 1,000 times, but so long as the person is doing, then the person has not accepted the Yetzirah as his melech, and he's not a shavui in the full sense of the word. So the sort of big picture in the Perek over here is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Ira has Ra is something which has in itself the ability. The Koach HaYetzah is something which ultimately makes the person a shavri, which means that Ra takes over the control mechanism of the person and dictates what he should do. The person's higher inyanim is his Chacham Satira is totally not in the driver's seat, and the person becomes totally bottle and Eved Yetzirah. That's the most difficult and worse situation. The all of these tachsisim over here of being of shooting an arrow and saying Girbech Eina Yitzra, are those yanim where the person is seeking to overthrow the Yitzhara from that horse's seat, from the seat of the driver's seat, and put himself into the driver's seat. But even if he doesn't succeed in putting himself in, the fight itself is something which makes it. In Mitzrayim, it's our first test to see whether or not we are Klal Yisrael was, could someone unseat us and become the Ma Rabo Izayv Abizar Afini Nam Abizar? I'm thinking that when it says in Chazal that the Schusel Ishina Shmam, Shalashan Sevusham, Abusham, Shina Sashainam, so in terms of mitzvahs, those are not really great mitzvahs. There's nothing, I mean, it's they're appropriate things, they're good things, they're nice things. Nobody would say there's a mitzvah essay to not be mishamel the lavush or whatever it is, to wear this lavush, that lavush, and so on. But Chazal are telling us because the nisoyim, the big tug of war in Mitzrayim was, would I say Ma Rabbi Oyver Abezar Afaninami? Once you make that statement, once you become one of theirs, of Nebuchadnezzar, there's no hope anymore. You know, unless someone will pluck you out from the outside, there is no hope. It's only as so long as you hold on to a Nekuda, where you still are yourself, and that's evidenced by the basic things that care the person, it's the Shainam, it's Malbusham, and so on, that's when you have that's when you remain, that the Kudu remains intact. So Yetzias Mitzrayim was the great big sign of being a Shavui, Avdus, and that's why it's called Pidyon, coming out of Mitzrayim. One of the Lashonim said it was Pidyon, and Kadosh Baruch Hu was Paidas. It means that, that's the Inyan of that Ilmola Kadosh Baruch Hu Tzionu, Harayonu, Vanein Vevanein, we'd all be Mishabadim, because Avdus, since it was a Gzeir of Avdus, of Geir Zachavat Zahem, Avdus by its nature doesn't allow for change, because change comes from the fact that there's somebody, the change is in the struggle at the control center, not at the action center. And if deep down there was no Klai, so then we would never be able to pull ourselves out. Like in Shem HaTzad V'Asur, I need something from the outside to put in a rope through the window or a ladder or whatever it is for me to be able to get out. The avoda for us was to do something that would minimally not would retain our identity. It's a certain nechama. Let's look at it at a worst case scenario. Everybody has.
How close were
Klal
Yisrael to losing their identity, our identity?
How close? Well, Chazal seemed to say very close. You know, that the Lashayis of Chazal, that the Rambam says, when he speaks about it in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, he says, you know, kimat kot nekar ikar lozeh. In other words, it was a hair's breadth away from, a drop away from losing it all. So it was very close. That's the description, Memphis Sharetum, and so on. This whole Inyan is I guess a nechama, because we all have difficult things, and some things we succeed in changing marvelously, and we grow and steig in ways that are phenomenal. There's some areas where we reach a decent place. There's some areas that they really struggle a whole life, and yes, we can always change, but at some point the person becomes a little bit realistic and says, you know, to quote somebody, I was once sitting and learning with my professor, and somebody walked in the neighbor and they're talking, and Rabbi Baruch asked him if he'd learned Taharis or something, and the person told him, I believe in this Gilgal, it will not happen. So there's certain in Yanim that, we, if we're honest with ourselves, we really have to think that in this Gilgal it's not going to happen. So what's the point of struggling with it constantly? Okay, so we try our best. There's char for struggling from Sarah Agra. Good. But what is the point of living a life of constant struggle? The answer is as long as you die with your boots on, not having given up, you're not an evet, you're not a shovel, you're a milchama, and that's a bad matzah. And it's a stressful matzah, and it's a difficult matzah. But it's not as if you have become a vassal, that you've become just a means to give out the ra. That's the inyan of being mitzgaya yitzhara on a minimal level, not where you're going ahead and actively saying, yeah, let's see if you can marshal me, let's see. But rather fighting and proactively, pushing proactively, the very act of that itself puts you in a very different place. And it's, at least it's heartening to feel that even if I never succeed, but I'm always struggling and pushing, I have in myself an accomplishment that's real. Okay, we have a minute or two for some questions. I have to go. Any questions?
Wrestling, what does it mean? Is this the same thing at the 50th level of tumor that they almost came to that? Is that losing identity?
Yes.
Is that the same thing?
Yes, and that's what the Maharal says. The Maharal asks, how could they... We say if they would have gone to 50th Darga, then there wouldn't be a Gula, but Akash Baruch Hu promised Avram to be a Gula. So the Maharal says, if the Gula means taking something out of something else. So if I have rice in the soup, I take out the rice from the soup. But if the rice has become disintegrated in the soup, reconstituting rice from soup, from water, doesn't count as Geula. Geula means where the thing has an identity, but it is very, very, it's overwhelmed by something else. There is an inyan of Geula. But to create something, Yesh Mayim, that's not an inyan of Geula. That's what the Maharal says. So Al Kapanim, so had they gone into Peshat Tumah, they would have been Mitzrayim. There'd be nothing left. We can't say these are Jews who, being born in Mitzrayim, have issues. They'd be Mitzrayim. That would be the end of it.
Okay, Shukran,
Shalom. So I guess we'll get back after Nissan, I guess sometime, I guess the first Thursday of the year. I don't have a calendar here, but whatever that works out.
Okay, looking forward. Shukran, thanks very much.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.